cemetery like that?
No.
He will say, all I want the master know, well, that's all right. He will tell him why should we tell openly, this is our secret. So all masters still have that very quality. Whatever, what appeals to him, that is open. If anything, our master used to do, you see, whenever any man went to him, told him straight off, this is like that, he would protect him. And I see, if anything appeals to him, he was too simple. You see, I don't know how to say anything, I did not have to confuse it from the Lord. I know he's seeing my ears. So we should be truthful. This is one thing, you see, of very great qualification. You say to others what you are. We act in pose. We may be doing so many sinful things. We're just pointing in the same thing in others. We don't look to our own self. That is why what Christ said, you don't look to the beam in your eyes, you see. The friend is telling you, you see. The greatest thing, you must know what you are, first thing, and give out what you are. If you say so, all sins will wash away, you see. When you commit a sin, you see, that requires two things. Or what is the criterion of a sin? That any sinful act requires secrecy. Close the door, lock up the door. You see? I want you to say, if a child of 5 years is sitting by you, you don't do any unworthy thing. If you think that God, man or God in man or God, that is your every actions, can you do anything wrong? So first criterion of a sin is you can see. You would like to do it in secret. The second criterion is, when you are asked to say, what are you doing, you tell lies. You can then tell the truth. You can direct benefit, I mean, this lesson from this statement, you see. What appeals to the master most, you must be as clear. Never conceal anything that is worse than. And that is the thing that appeals to the master most. We are keeping, assuring you, we are keeping our diary. We are not filling it correctly. Unusual thing what happened, we won't give it. How many times our mind was became rusty? We were very clear. Sometimes people bring me the diary, you see. It is all clean. And he says he sees nothing a little. Then I told him, well, dear friend, if your diary as it is filled in, if it stands, so you must go to the third place. You cannot complain like that. So first thing is, be true to your own self. You see? Don't deceive your own self. We deceive our own self first, then we deceive others. So one man went by in the street, there was a big house, very magnificent building. And then somebody asked, whose building is this? And you find there are hollers, women of the town, you see. He said, this is the building of such and such women of the town. no man would suffer to be called what he is. Truly speaking, what is our religion? Religion is a state of being in which you are died. For your lust is, and your true religion is lust. So do you tell anybody that you are lust? No. You say in a very polished way, so many things, yes, yes, I try, it's all right. You must open your heart to God. If you can feel there, how can you be happy? If one truth comes in, you see, even out of the five, you see, you be truthful, you cannot do anything. You'll do once, twice, thrice again, you can. You be non-violent, you'll then have all other qualities will come to you. The greatest thing that can appeal a master is open mind. Open. Nothing to consider. But that will be good. You'll know. I mean, just consider calmly with an audience. Do you tell everything to the master? No. We try in a way so that the upper service should all be to truth, that nothing should be done, that the master should know about it. Why don't you open your heart? This is just lying there. That will be clear. And what does the master say? Our master used to say that the master has a long rope. Please, sorry, let me see how far he can go. And then we pulls the string, then man is crying. It does not mean that he does not know anything. He does know, but he just sees how fast he can go. It is in his hands. The first lesson that you have to learn from master, you see, it will please him, is to be true. And the second thing which appealed to the master in the thief was that he tried the whole night for severance. I think I told in my talk yesterday first qualification is chest. Take the sharp of the goldsmith. If the goldsmith is not there, what can it? If that furnace or whatever, that machine is not there, how, what is goldsmith can do? Okay. So goldsmith is perseverance. Go on with it. Don't be optimistic, don't be pessimistic. He passed the whole night in that. Said he was doing, perseverance, not his heart. And when the master came, why, who are you? Can I have a thief? Would you say that like that? There, we are working, you see. Then he thought he had been working the whole night, he did not even, he persevered, you see. Without perseverance, you can have nothing. So these are two qualifications required for yourself. And to give spirituality, it is with little part of it, you can consume. What by, our vessel should be ready. So vessel can be ready, first charity, then perseverance. And then truthfulness. I always say, truth, be true to you. Don't deceive you. When we act in pose, you see. So I told you the criterion of the sin, that you will lie to do anything in privacy. Anything which requires secrecy or privacy, you will find something wrong with that. These are criterion. And when you ask what will you do with the life, you like to conceal. So that we have two criteria to judge what is sin. Deeds of darkness are committed in the dark. So these are the things we have to learn, you see. These have become part and parcel of our life. In that way you will never be proud. Now we are, you see, elated. Oh, I know so much. There may be hundreds of jobs. We always saw high classes, always in high place. That is shows quite, I think you'll find that is, and most of them are clear. But the sales result, they're quite diametrically opposite. It is just like, excuse me, little child is there. He has something in his hand. He'll just put it under his leg. Well, there's nothing. And the mother sees his face, concealing, you see. Mother says, all right, sorry.
Come on,
come on. Come on,
you're a doctor,
you know. Yeah, come here. Just
chair
here. Come on.
Sit in the front, you know.
You're welcome. Come this place. You follow me? You're telling that story, you see. Why, Master, wherever you go? You can give it. With help, you cannot be taught. Taught, but caught. You can choose to like, to eyes. The whole thing lies in his hand. When he sees the vessel fit, he fills it. He fills it according to the capacity. He can do it. God is not in unjust, and the God in man is also not unjust. Mind that. So that's the lesson that you can learn from this parable, this story, is to be true always. You'll never be acting and posing, oh, I know what I... You just own all these things. What will the result, you say? You'll never be saying anything what you're not. You'll be not crowing over others. No, we see the same infirmities and drawbacks in us. Tell, oh, you must do like that. Why should I not do that? That is meant for very high purpose, and afraid you have not realized it. I mean, the very importance of it. And next thing, we must be persevering. We just what we do. We don't persevere. Do one day, slip that way, you see. Someday you put in half an hour, the end of the 2 days, and say, oh, I got no time, I got no business, I've got. I am sick. Oh, while you are going to sit, you will eat something. I tell you, I was 1915, long after I went to my master. I got fever for about 8 months, regular. So I used to lie, just cover my head and thinking of the Lord. Nobody was telling, why don't you go to your office, or why don't you do this way and that way. While saying you have more time at your disposal, isn't it? If you are right, nobody, even your home people, won't suffer you to remain at home. Go to your hospital. These are lame excuses, I would say. We say we have got no time. I was sick. When you were sick, you had more time. Nobody asked you to go and get something from the shop or from the business. You lie down simply, they serve you. This is another vein we have to look to. So first of all, if you want to be nearer to the Master, we should be true to our own. Go straight, Master, I have got this intention. That will remedy. And what the Lord Master always used to say, when there is a boil, you could feel it. It is on the floor. When that person is, then there is a boil, you will cry. When there is so much sin in us that you will cry, so we are gone, they say, like, what's the use of saying that? Why don't we open our mouths? So what appealed in the chief to the master was is open mind, truthful. Second, that he was tiring the whole night. You must be tiring the whole night. Perseverance. Without perseverance, you cannot have anything. Go on doing it. Try again, you see. If at first you don't succeed, then try. Then you will be paid up. There are sermons in stones and books in the you can have lessons from everywhere. But you see, God in the God, in the Master, you see, God in man knows. He let loose the rope. But here the professor, when he pulls his the difficulty, why not we be too tolerant? Why not pull from it? This is just like that. I gave you an example, the child is putting something in the dish, you're nothing. I will dare show that. I never say so when the time to the diary is, but I'm not telling you very openly. One side, diary shows very clear things. Perhaps majority of the situation. And the results are poor. Few more. Sometimes there are people bring me diary with dear friends, I know your life is very pure, is it all true? It's all right. Then I will say, you must go to third place with this searching of the diary. But your results, what you give is very poor. You can deceive others, but you cannot deceive your own self, the God in you and the Master within you. The first thing is, you must know and be seen in our every action. It so happened in my life that once my Master taught about 250 people on the monthly system initiated by me. There was a big row. The mastership is gone, though they were just hankering for that thing. In the lifetime, no master will come. You cannot try anybody at a far off place, but in his presence, in his own system, you see.
But sir, even in India, you don't allow anyone to initiate?
Not so far. Only exception case in one or two. Here, who can come here? But that power works, master power works through any vehicle, even a child may do it, he will have it. Mind that it is not the vehicle, but that power that works through the vehicle. I'm not answering it. Nobody will do it tonight. I have done an exception, under orders, of course. Here, other initiators, they simply give no 5 minutes in the they don't do anything. They already make the thing, they will have it. They do have it. So there was a big, long, great conspiracy against me, you see. Well, his manner yesterday like that is. Master is trying to give initiation in his own presence in the day. The whole country went down against me like anything. So much of the letters from place to place, he's such a man, he's such a man. In all languages, from different towns. And Master was keeping up all those letters in the community. At least he knew at heart of heart what I was. But he sent me a message that don't go to any friend but in anybody's house except the sultan. There you may go for holding the sultan. You know to what I used to do, you see, when I left office, I used to visit the sick, the poor, the needy, the other who wanted help, you see, and you talk here and there till late at night, 9 or 10. The morning also like that. So I got up to time. Then I had to go to Sunday only to the place, certain place, you see. So then I wrote this book, big book, you see, Gurdwara Siddhartha, and therefore I met my disposal, you see. So that propaganda went on raging for 8-9 months regularly. And the people around him would not suffer me to kneel, Master. So I had to decide you to have a look. And his eyes had to be of course. I was just reviewing my own life, if anything wrong I have done, you see. I thought, oh, if you are true to your own self, you will see what is what. I asked my brother, elder brother, when you to go to Dalhousie. He was also to go, my brother. I told him, well, if there is any chance, I asked him, my chance to go after. If I have done anything knowingly, even the Negro might have gone into ground or something. Mentioned a remark to the master. He had done nothing, either knowingly or unknowingly. Strange enough, that water has passed over his head. He never came to me to say, this is like that or like that. It is not so. So my brother told me, Master was telling like that, it will matter if you see him. I never went to him. I simply listened to what he said. I decided to sit by him and see, at least for 8 or 9 months when this all this conspiracy was going on. Then I asked my master for 7 to 10 minutes. I think that's the only time I asked my master for 2 minutes. Oh yes, all right. It was nice, he said. The doors were closed, all right, he come. I said, no, Master, I did not come to you. Because I know you are sitting in me, you know, watching my every action. And you further know which way they are going, you see. Then, that's why I did not come to tell you what it was. Very disciplined way he used to do any work. The only sense for such as a woman play color in the old not good for that. So next year for 8 or 10 months long, you see, hitherto whenever I came, Master asked, you are ready to give a talk. And I used to talk to my master about my own self and the people in the island, you see. Then I used to sit only last of all, you see. That day the ring talk was to be there, and Master said, well, look here, call me. You come out and give it up. And those people around me, no, no, Master, we won't not like anything from him. We would like to hear from you. He said, no, he would. With all the insistence, no. They said, well, think what had happened in one night. They hold the table to your turn. You follow me? What are you doing? If you are true, you know the Master is within you. You are not afraid of him. Kabir says, the very day that Master initiates anybody, that God power, that Master power resides with him from that very moment, watching, guiding. If you know the Master is sitting within me, would you dare to do anything wrong? Kavi says, if you see that the Master is residing in you, and also don't try to transcend what he says, well, Satyavan has nothing to fear in him. All the 3 words, you see, for beating to you. Yes?
Master, in this country, some people say we have to tell white lies, other than hurt people's feelings. For example, most people.
No, lies means, now I'm talking between the relation of the disciple to the master. About that thing, now you are referring, I've already given reply in one of my talks here. I refer to about Father Abraham. He never told lies but spoke half truth. Only tell so much that doesn't go to harm anybody else. We are hurting others purposely. We say we are very truthful. Is that truth going to take somebody's life? That very truthful becomes a sin for God. If you got love for that man, if you tell them, would you like to say the truth? You simply wait. You need not deny it, but you are simply like Father Heaven and love. But it is a question between the disciple and the master. He should be open to it. He must know. Why should we proceed? We are doing so many heinous things, little master does not know what to walk in. The master does know. He is a long rope, as I tell you. How far do you go? And perhaps those disciples know that master does not know anything. It so happened in the time of Master, you see, somebody men who committed sin, they went to the Master, they called him, all right, come on. And they thought, perhaps Master doesn't know, we have sinned now, he see how happy he is. Could he know at the heart of us, perhaps Master does not know. But you see, a dangerous, a patient with a dangerous evil, he requires more attention of the doctor, isn't it? He tried to bring out in a positive way and people could take it from their own level. That is why we don't understand the Master. Those who live with them, they do not really recognize the Master. They take it from their own level. Oh, what is Master? He does not know until we tell him. Sometimes some people were there also used to tell us, Master, you do not know. It is so. So this is, you see, the most thing that appeals to your Master is truthfulness, to be open-hearted.
I understand now, Master, why this morning, actually, again, is talking to the mission. He says, what did you see? See green or blue? Did you see something not something? You gave him the first lesson this morning. The truth of the Master.
Yes, surely.
I understand now why
whatever comes, that is, you see, something going on in your house or body, the daughter, that is given out. That comes after itself. But mind that you must do to your Master. If you are sinner, say, Master, we are down. That we have done in there. If not, you will have a long rope. And it's like bile when it is full of. If it pass, then that will be biling, you will be crying like that. That then the operation will have to perform.
Okay,
for
legal documents, take it for the eye. Well, thank
you. Even in the last moment of our Master, you see, he called me, I will by his side with all antagonism. So I have everybody left that I was there, he opened his eyes. Something he saw me, you see, there was something going on within me like anything. Poor, I do not know. And that is his great work. Who is there who can with confidence or a certain you will have it? You won't. Very few there, you find that. So it is his grace working. And what it appealed to me, that was my openness. And perseverance. You must go on doing it, time, day and night. Whether you succeed or not, at least, or Master, you tell you, at least your presence is marked. You see? You're not absent. So these are two things appealing to the Master always. Be true to your mind. And your mind is clear. You see, what is it? In the Christian, there's a, I think, confession before the Bishop, Father Reverend, isn't it? What does that mean? That's only telling truth. Well, Bishop, you have done this today. Your heart is a little light. becomes light. If not, then that's heaping up, you see, that's burden you. Now the question is whether the bishop should be a master. You see, whether he is or not, that's another question. You open your heart by confession to the, if he is a master, then the burden is reduced. It is, you know, who can forgive sins? It's God. Or God in man. Nobody else can forgive sins. You remember the case of Simon, you see? Or you saw one lady committed, you see, fornication. And people brought her, that lady, to the Christ. Look, she has done such a committed sin. What your law permits, then that should be stoned to death. There's a lot more than it. All right, let us stand there. Those who have not, the man who has not committed, and say he should tell him, tell them, for the stone of God. Who can dare say before a master? All left. That lady, when, what did he tell her? Well, lady, do the law. I'm asking you to do like that. Any man in the old congregation would tell the master, I have committed this thing. Then he would say, address other people, are you going to the burden of his sin? Any of you can share with him? Who would? Nobody would tell them. But all right, do no more. He would just pray to them, do no more. And do. Be contented with the world within. That's the only power that can cleanse out of your sins. Clean your sins. So it is the God or God in man who can solve your sins. Nobody else. And if you are not true to him, just think for a moment. We should learn these things, you see. And that will come only if you think that he is residing with you. You may think or not, he is still residing with you. But he has got a big heart. Like mother, even the child be besmirched with the filth, he would see. She still will love the child and wash it with dirt and then embrace the child, you see. The love of the master, you see, is more than 10 times in hundreds of mothers taken together. So we must be true, you see. And at the same time be going on, doing. Never mind. You must succeed. If at first you don't succeed, then try. But when you want something to start with, you see, you do in the accurate way, you learn from day to day. He knows that. There is no question of what other men get more or less. But look to your own self. Why the thief was given Vishidhatila as compared with the others who were just doing all these. Meditation says the thing, because you are true. And also, you are persevering the whole night. We had some instances in the time of our master, even now there are. There were two brothers, you see, they are cultivators of land. The youth in India, you see, in the morning, some, then the tongue comes upon us. Giving water from the canal, etc. So in the morning they went to sit on the field and sat in meditation. They continued sitting on meditation until the master form appears inside the blessing. That was their routine. Two brothers were sitting, then meditating. The turn of the water received to be given from the canal was come that time was nearing. And brothers had the time for what has arrived, what to do. Well, master has not come. Let the land go to hell. Let the I go to it. So this is what is called persevering. They simply say, oh, we are a little disturbed already. Lie down and sit down. make it between until he comes, you don't leave it there. You can look after your other affairs too. So this is a very small thing appears to be, but it has very great results, you see. Be true to your own self. Don't conceal from the master like this. And it all never it is not to you. God causes this your daddy be not afraid, you see. But it is just to show you what you are and what further guidance is required. We do conceal from the master. And be pursuing. These are two things we are doing. And the way of our master was very peculiar, you see. Suppose two men, I'm talking to this man, another man has come, you see. He won't directly hit him, you see. He'll say, well, look here. This should not, this whole thing should not happen. He would not say directly to the man concerned, but to the man standing by him. Really at heart of heart he was addressing him. And the poor fellow cried out, oh, I've got him. So this is what he said. Masters always don't broadcast your shortcomings. They want to cover it, but at the same time want to wash it away. But if you disciple to master does not know anything, what? He tell him what he will accept, because he does not know anything. It is we who have to teach the master. They do not see it in the master, the Lord Paul working. He makes us tools for help or for the same. We take the We attribute the same to our own self. We are wrong behind.
So this country, that term that you use, we call it using someone else to pull our chestnuts out of the fire. Expression.
Just take it as if you like, but I think at heart of everybody knows what it is. If I tell you honestly, if I, or anywhere, to tell you straight out, you can go ahead. I think you will never see my face. How many will you get here? Tell me. They are at the same time knowing they want to wash it out, lovingly. You know? They don't break the heart. Everybody is, you know? We're all sinners. Master comes for sinners. They first make up, and then give it. In the old days, there was a system like that the disciples had to serve the master, sit at the feet of the master for years. Yeah. Then when they thought him fit, say after years, then they would put him on the way. Now the times have changed. Now, take anybody under the care, whether the sinner, or the most sinner, or the less sinner, you're all sinner. He does two work, one cleansing him, the other giving him, by two sides. For cleansing he lays on the diary, or somewhere, or the other. He takes the work of preparation as well as feeding. But not only that, there is one tree is to be cut down. Then if you cut down the branches first, it is easier to cut the stem. So self-introspection means cutting down of the branches. The stem can be cut only by coming in contact with it, world power with it. So they take the both works, you see, preparation, making and gathering. So that is how you see. When you have taken somebody or let loose sometimes they leave away, you see. Why? On account of not being very open to the master, you see. he is your true sympathizer. The worldly people will be after your wealth, any purpose that can sell them, you see. When they lose, they have got no interest left to be served by you, then they simply leave you. You have relations, I will tell you. But God, when you see, He loves your soul, not body, not your merit. He wants somehow or another to bring your souls nearer to God. He is not after your wealth or money or the two friends, the two sympathizers, the master. If you are not even open to him, what will he tell? You are delaying your own progress, your own perfection. So you remember, Christ taught two ways, all masters, sometimes by parable, sometimes by direct. Section, he gave a parable, you see, that there was a rich man, he came and gave 10 talents, 5 talents to one man, 20 to another, and 2 or 3 men. He went away, came after some time, the man who was given 20 or 40 talents, he had 12 into 100. The second of that 20, he made it 50 or 60. The man who had 5, he was simply keeping it. So those who had done that thing more, they gave him still more. And it is said like that, that those who had 5 talents, he did not give it, he took it back. But Master does not take it, Master the keys to the ground for him. And Master used to say that a child is given something, he goes and throws away. Again he gives it, throws away. Then what he does, he keeps that thing reserved for him. Well, every child has the birthright to the whatever the father has. So, God is your birthright, my dad. Since I am persevere, you get more. More things will be added to you. You are made out of the 20 tennis party, then he will give you 100 more. So these are the things you have to learn. You see, it is difficult. Man is in the make, you see. It is difficult to make a man. To reach God is not. God Himself is searching much like people. You see? He is searching. He finds nowhere. Very few, very rare. Our Master used to say, when I go around at night and find all asleep, sound asleep, you see, snoring. So that's a matter of persuasion. As I told you, brothers, if you get notice, you have to die. Tomorrow you have to be hanged by the neck. You see? Tomorrow morning at 8 or 9, what you will do tonight? You do something. These are examples to show that life is uncertain. Any moment you may be cut off. If you are ready, well and good. If not, then you have been given the way to have you cure all that. Why don't you work for it? So take the 2 lessons from this thief. You see? Be open, not be too open. Let other people know in that place. And also must style on, you see. You two things have been. This is what God put out, you see. I think I gave a philosophy talk that the grace of God, the grace of God in man, and the last grace is your own grace and your own. That's what you see. Our Master used to say, those who keep their life clean, by putting time to simple practices, they do pity on their own self. And those who simply give up the senses and the diamonds and don't put any time for this work, they are cutting their own throats with their own knife. So take these words to your heart and act on it. You change, engage in change. Don't expect that everybody will be true to you. That's the way I have to say. But you must at least be true to your own self. If everybody becomes true to his own self, there is no conflict anywhere. But don't expect others to be true to you, please. You must be true to everyone, first to your own self, to others. Let them do what they like, you see. They'll bear the reaction of what they do. So just be true to your own self, you see. Let people know what you are. Let your diary be correct. Very straight, eh? I diary you for their truth. You must splendid have results. If your results are poor, you see, then there's something wrong. You have been not true to yourself, I would say. And I'll say along with that, habit of pursuing. The student who has burned the midnight oil, here with laurels, you see. And those who sleep, even the Mata, I mean, the lover of God, if he sleep also, then not piling, you know, less than. He can't be nearer to God, you see. So these are two qualifications we have to learn from this story that I just related to you. I'm asking you to give this story, of course. You see. We always try to look flaws in others. This is all. The result is you derive that very, acquire that very flaw within your own self. I remember when I was reading, I read one book, Whole Thought Minus Pure Thought. There was one book heading like that. The question I think 9, about 62 years back, you see. Whole Thought Minus Fear Thought, that was book. In there is a statement given that missionaries went to Japan. They began to just preach one of the poems of the Moses, don't strike wound. You see? And the people out of the star is all, and in your country they beat the woman. That was new to them. They bring all having them. So it was said after years of regular preaching like that, they began to strike the woman. When you say that, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, you reflect that very thing within you, and in time, of course, after you become that. So always look to your own self, you too. Great question. So to know things at the intellectual level will give you nothing. Whatever food is digested, that will give you strength. So that food which is not digested, there will be vomiting, there will be pain in the stomach, you see. So many diseases will come out. We would like to play, sure, we play fools with the master. No, he doesn't know only what I say. We are more clever, this and that. The result is, you see, they lose. They lose us. So I think that the realities are very inspective, you see. So you can deny that. You want to go further, go?
Yeah. I'll get started with you. Tomorrow we can hold meditation from 7 to 8. You don't want to come?
Are you please? I have the question. But I just have these two things for everyone. I think you will do much better. What's the heart to heart talk? No lecturing.
Huh? Okay.
Sanaheen, you see, of Tulsi, saying Tulsi Das. You see, this is a tank of the soul, you see. This does not involve any particular ism, you see. There you non-medical life, you see, going. That doesn't need a change of your form or ritual or religion. That's the science of the physical body. How it works. Similarly, spirituality is a science of the soul. How can we liberate it, analyze it from mind, no faculty, no option, come in contact with God. So, in the old times too, you know, there's no question. The man who knows the way, go to him, whether you belong to one religion or the other, out of power one or the other, that makes no difference. So Mirza Taqi was a Mohammedan. He came to Tulsi Das, he was a Hindu. He was a little disheartened. He told, well, look here. Well, Taqi, don't be disheartened, don't go away. What you should do? He says, just grant the power of seeing. Gaze it. With a child habit, when he's born, he always looks with a fixed gaze. Children, they for minutes or something, for a half an hour, have to look continuously without blinking their eyes. And that hour that you have already are looking developed at it. Now you're looking to outside things, outward impressions come within you. Now you little change the angle. Instead of looking outside, look with it. And there, he said, well, just behind the two eyebrows, where the two optic nerves meet, you put in, say, about 1 inch, one and one fourth of an inch. Take a nail and put it here inside. That is somewhere there, the two apples of three snakes. There's the feet of the soul in the body. He said, just look behind the two apples of where they meet. You see behind the pupils of the eye. And there's darkness. Then you just begin to look there, you see. Instead of looking outside, you look within you. You know, the mysteries of the whole creation will be open to you, all for you. You see your own creation, how it works, what it is. For that reason, God is not anywhere else, it is within your heart. Just look beyond you, close the eyes of darkness here. Just penetrate the darkness and see beyond. God is within you already. Well, it's not difficult to get to God, but it is difficult to penetrate through the dark veil, the darkness. And for that reason, you'll have to go somebody with a conscious mind. So a little part of you will come out that way at all. You have some experience of that. So this is what Tulsi Das was telling that woman. So not to go away, don't be disheartened, only dwells the power of your gazing, you see, your seeing. And that is already within you. Openly to give things out, but how to go beyond this darkness, that's the problem with it. You understand in theory, at intellectual level, but how to penetrate further? So there we require the help of the Master. But you don't keep a note for the guidance, for future guidance, these things. Are there in the books, of course, but for any reference?
ਉਥੇ ਦੇ ਲੋਕ ਲਿਖਦੇ ਨਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਿ ਦੇਖਣਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਵੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਾ ਭੁੱਲ ਜਾਣਗੇ
Master received a letter from India that don't get lost in the love of Americans and don't forget us.
Very ਜਲਦੀ ਚਲੇ ਆਇਆ ਨਾ, ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨੀ ਲੱਗਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਚਲੇ ਗਏ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸ ਕੇ ਨੀ ਗਏ
ਪੀਪਲ
ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਅਵੇਅਰ ਹਾਊ ਫਰੋਮ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਇਟ ਵਾਜ ਅੰਡਰ ਕੰਸਿਡਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਨੋਬਡੀ ਨੂ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਲੀਵਿੰਗ ਯੂ ਸੀ ਸੋ ਵੀ ਵਨ ਡੇ ਹੀ ਟੋਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਡੇ ਹੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਔਨ ਦ ਪਲੇਨ ਵਿਚ ਦੈਟ ਐਂਬੈਰਸ ਮੈਨੀ ਪੀਪਲ ਯੂ ਸੀ ਸੋ ਸਿਨਸ ਦੇ ਕੇਮ ਇਨ ਥਾਊਸੈਂਡਸ
There
was a large crowd and the police had to rush. Everybody with all bugs never saw such a crowd, you know, waiting for one person. So they said, all right, you make a line and let him pass through, you see. Then you'll be able to see him. Otherwise, the crowd, 2,000 people at one place, it was very hard.
There was more crowd, you see. It was at Bombay, you see. Here, you see, prisoners on the plane. You cannot see it. You have to see anybody and meet anybody. Even then, they had to arrange it. That's all they said. All the way I will pass by them. They had to arrange. There was an alternative for Bombay people to do. They have right to what you have to do. But I'm not lost anyway. But I appreciate the love that God has given you.
We
would like to hold you here. Yes? The day before I gave a talk over there, don't you like your brothers in the West should be benefited? Raise your hands. You've been enjoying this baby for so long. Now your brothers in the West should be watching. Would you not spare me for a few days? And they would not say they were sobbing and crying and something like that, you see. Then all right, raise your hands so it's in favor that I could go. That's what you give me the answer. Psychology and spirituality. I pointed out that, I think, in my talk the day before yesterday.
No, you
explain it much better than the Christians. I think they got their idea about psychology and psychiatry from the scripture. That's where most originated. But then they put a lot of rituals to it, like the churches.
We know much. The only thing we have not put into practice. We have got our brains full of these information, but we have not made it part and parcel of our life. Any of you perhaps would say something like this. You speak wonderfully, like any. But in fact, this is what has been become part and parcel of your life. The food that is digested, only that food is steady. And if you are true to yourself, everything is said of it. Be true for it, right? So be very careful in future, including your diet. Your own thing proves what you say. You've got poor progress, there's something much wrong the other way, you see. If the other way is clear, you must have more progress. And judge before Sanjay, you send your bag.
In the Bible, the phrase that fits that is, by their fruits ye shall know them. By their fruits ye shall know them.
Yes, surely. In one way or the other, all masters say the same thing. Some in a polite way, some in a little strict way. That's all. I leave it to your good sense, you see, if you die. Because the same God is in you, that's what I'm saying.
You probably want to pass some diaries at home.
Sure. Man, these are all for your own sense.